So?
Hello.
I wondered if you had any dope on those announcement things that we were talking about.
Yep. New Hampshire. Well, Humphrey's announcing on the 10th.
Mm-hmm. That's Monday.
Which is Monday, right?
Right.
Muskie, of course, is Tuesday of this week.
Fourth, right.
This coming week. And our New Hampshire announcement had been planned for the 12th. The reason for that being that Duanell is going in on Monday, the 3rd.
Yeah.
And to file. And then the Secretary of State will write you on Monday, and you have 10 days in which to withdraw your name.
And is that the 12th?
Well, that would be the 13th, yeah. So they were going to do the non-withdrawal on the 12th.
I see. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty well stuck with the 12th then, aren't we?
Pretty much so, yeah. We can go earlier than that.
Oh, yes, I see. See, Humphrey in the 10th, huh? What time does Duanell do his?
Monday the 3rd. And he's already...
Yeah, put that out.
Put out that he's going in to file on Monday. And then the Secretary of State writes you. Conceivably, we could have till the 14th, because you won't get the letter till the 4th. Mm-hmm. You have 10 days from receipt of the letter, actually.
One possibility would be to do it, just directly, right after we get the letter, just to have him, rather than that we're... considering it and all that jazz, you know.
Yeah.
just do it.
Yeah.
And get it done with. Now wait, does Duanell go in the same day that Muskie announces in?
No, he goes in the day before.
He goes in the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Muskie announces the 4th.
Right.
We get a letter then about when?
You'll get the letter probably on the 4th. They send it the same day that he files.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you'll make it Monday, and you'll probably get it Tuesday.
Well, and Tuesday's the 4th, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't want to do it in terms of sort of putting in juxtaposition. We might just do it...
Wait and do it over the weekend, maybe. Or even do it during the Sato thing.
Yeah, sort of.
Just let it get buried.
Wouldn't be buried, but at least would be mitigated to an extent. Why not just do it while we're there? Let's see, do it so that it catches the weekend. Sato is finished
Thursday
on what
Friday.
Day?
Huh? Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm. So the letter could reach me out there. I'm just thinking in the way I'm going to answer on rather, you know, when he asks me about it. I'll have a way of sort of... So the letter really might not reach us till the 4th or 5th, 5th maybe even, huh?
It could be the 5th, that's right. It wouldn't.
Because we'll be gone.
Sure, it wouldn't reach you before the 4th.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Muskie day, so we get something on the 5th, and we wouldn't do it on the day.
See, there'll be
if Sato, leaves, does he leave Friday or Thursday? He leaves Thursday.
No, Friday. The first meeting is Thursday.
Yeah.
Dinner's Thursday night.
And Friday, he leaves Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think we should do it the day that he, leaves. It did look like we were, trying to knock down his story.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but it seems to me that there's something to be said for just doing it on Saturday and having it done with, you know, so that there's no crapping around and so forth and so on. Now, when does Humphrey go then? Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday, Ron could just put it out in a routine way. Don't
mm-hmm.
you think so?
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound to you?
Sounds good. I have not been in on the Mitchell's planning with them on how they were doing this, and I ought to check with John to be sure there isn't some problem.
Well, check with him to see whether or not we could just put it out in a routine way on Saturday. I don't want to have any publicity. I don't want them to come see me. I don't want to have any talk.
No, they're not going
I don't want
to
have any picture.
Right.
So I think that doing it there in California just routinely on Saturday that is not a bad idea.
Okay.
There's no way we can really be, avoid getting in the ring with all the others because it's just you have to do it on certain dates. But that's all right. This is different. It's going to be handled in such a low-key way that... we're going to enter them and not say anything, and that's that.
Well, it isn't. Everybody knows it's coming. It isn't as if there's any any doubt about it anyway.
Right. Well, tell John that I'm thinking that that's the best day to fit into our calendar. Saturday, what date would that
8th.
Be? Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Just have him put it out, and then that's... handles the situation then. Okay, what else is new? Anything today? Seemed to be a rather dull day.
Yeah. The only other thing is the Japanese were ecstatic about the luncheon in spite of their press conference and put out that they were going to the luncheon, so I think we've got to leave it on now.
Just have it earlier.
We'll do it early enough so that his press conference is at the Newporter.
Oh.
And his plan is to leave San Clemente and helicopter up to the Newporter and do his press conference. He kind of likes the drama of coming right from
Fine.
The thing, apparently.
Well, then why don't we do the have the lunch at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
And then he can go right from there. That's good.
And I'll have him make it a simple lunch so that not a lot of courses to serve.
That's right. Just have them out there. And then have that way then you can re-invite Annenberg.
I didn't uninvite him yet.
Yeah.
I was waiting to get all this worked out.
And have Reagan come.
Right.
Which is good. Yeah, because he's up there to see Sato. That's good. I'm glad it's on. Just make it at 12 o'clock. It's not a bad way to finish it anyway.
Yeah.
He'll
right.
be out of there by 1:30, and his press conference is at 2.
Mm-hmm.
You make it easily.
Yep. And he's apparently not at all concerned about, I thought he might be worried about the time ahead of time or something.
No, he doesn't. They probably have it all worked out.
They're
going to go read it to him anyway.
And
okay,
we've got the Dreyfus lunch set for Monday. The question is where you want to have that. I assume the downstairs dining room, family dining room, don't you? Or do you want to eat in the office?
Well, we might just put him upstairs in the other dining room.
Okay.
That'll be gone. It'll be a nice thing.
Upstairs, family dining room.
Yeah. Tell them to leave the Christmas tree up till then. Just tell Rex. That's good. That'll be a nicer place.
Okay. Did you get that Kalmbach list?
Yeah, I did. Fine. No, and I'll use it from now on.
That's a, they're grouped by...
I know.
By a dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
But that big, the third group, the big group in the middle are the 100,000.
Right, I know. Mm-hmm.
One's above or over 100, and the ones below are under.
Right.
But over 50.
Right.
Oh, on the Japanese thing, do you want toasts at the dinner or at the lunch?
No. No toasts.
At neither one?
No.
Okay.
You can't have one outside and inside with 8 people, you don't have a toast.
Right. Okay. That covers that.
Just have a statement to read out. If you check that with Mitchell, then that will determine. I'm working on terms of my Vietnam announcement.
Okay.
With that out of the way, I can maybe be able to move in another direction on that.
All right.
It's rather interesting how the bombing story sort of dropped out of the news.
Yep.
Isn't it? One day and...
Well, it's over.
You know, it's a funny thing, isn't it? I just haven't got a damn thing to write about.
There's nothing more to say about it except that it was done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll be in the magazines on Monday.
Oh, sure.
The story on the bombing, but it'll be over.
Rogers is going out with us. California.
Oh, he's going out on...
Yeah, he has a house out there, so he...
Oh.
I told him I was going. He asked me when I was going. He said, Monday. He said, I'd like to go. So I said, okay.
Okay.
So he'll be on the plane. It's no problem. But I won't need to see him. He understands that.
Okay. Very good. He's apparently, they're planning to be out there tonight at the airport also.
Yeah, I guess they are, yeah.
I think that's good. I think they should be.
Yeah, he wanted to do it. It's fine.
Well, they're going to, the ambassadors of the countries will be there, and
mm-hmm.
good touch for Bill and Joe to be there.
Builds it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly took care of Edgar Hoover, didn't we?
Yeah. That was nice.
That'll confuse people.
He, I'm sure, appreciated that very much.
Right. Little gestures. Well, okay. See you later.
All right.